With a unit of blood, which is 250 milliliters priced at $135 at public hospitals, many Zimbabweans are complaining that the cost of blood is far beyond their reach. Many who spoke to Studio 7 say blood is not a luxury, and as a result, the government should subsidize the precious liquid to save lives, especially as people donate the blood for free. The cost of blood is even higher at private hospitals and clinics. Studio 7 visited a number of hospitals in the capital and found many patients and their families saying they are having to sell their price positions on the cheap to save lives of loved ones, but others are stranded. They just have nothing. Tabeth Mungu, who bled severely after giving birth recently, says her life is in danger as she's stranded at hospital due to failure to purchase blood, putting also the life of her firstborn child at risk.
It was actually shocking for me to discover that 2 pints of blood cost about more than $200. And for someone like me, who doesn't have a stable job, it's actually very expensive and I cannot afford it. And therefore, I recommend government to subsidize and assist the people like us to save lives.
Victor Mukonowe Shure's relative was involved in an accident recently and lost a lot of blood, but he was unable to purchase the 3 units needed for infusion.
We are even surprised about the price of blood that is going for $135 per pint, which is way, way off, considering the fact that blood is being donated for free. At the moment, I've got a relative who is right here at Parelenya to admitted from a car accident. She needs additional blood, but we can't afford to buy the blood because of the price of the blood is so expensive. We failed even to buy the 3 pints that is needed at the hospital. So she's just suffering in the hospital, trying to recover, but there is no money to buy the blood.
Beauty Kanoto's husband needs blood before a mandatory operation to save his life, but she cannot afford to buy the blood for him.
Blood is very expensive, and we can't afford to buy it, since 1 pint costs about $135. I have a patient who wants to go to the theater and they want blood, but I can't afford to get it, so I'm confused.
We sought the comment of the National Blood Service Zimbabwe Public Affairs Manager Esther Masunda, who defends the high cost of blood sold in Zimbabwe.
When you're looking at the costing of blood, we look at aspects of we've got overheads that we incur as a service. We're looking at the recruitment side, whereby our teams go out to go and collect that blood and also mobilize the donors. We are also looking even at the pack itself, in terms of the pack itself, where the blood goes and where the blood is then put when the donor is being bled. So you find that's a cost, and those blood bags are not manufactured in Zimbabwe or in Africa. They are actually supplies from Europe. And then you are also looking even at the testing. When the blood is collected, when it's now being processed, it needs to be tested. It goes through a number of tests. And what we have, what we call test kits, those are also very expensive.
Esther explains to Studio 7 that the cost charged is equivalent to the cost of processing the blood, adding the blood organization does not make any profit, despite the high cost being passed on to the patients and their families.
When you cost this, you then see how much it comes up to, and it comes up to about $141. At the present moment, we are charging $135 per unit of blood.
Masunda told Studio 7 that due to the prevailing economic conditions, the government has stopped subsidies to the National Blood Service, adding this has contributed to the high cost. Currently, the National Blood Service of Zimbabwe only receives funding from the National AIDS Council to source only testing kits that screen the blood for infections. According to the National Blood Service Zimbabwe, adults who use 80% of the blood from the blood bank are the least in terms of donating blood at 20%, while school pupils who donate 80% of the blood collected in Zimbabwe are the least users at 20%. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, I'm Patricia Mdadigwa.